Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Types of Data. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Data Analytics in the Data Analytics for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the differences between structured and unstructured data, their significance in analytics, and provide practical examples of various data types. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to distinguish between different data types and understand their relevance in the context of data analytics. Let's dive in. Main content: structured versus unstructured data. When we discuss data types, the first distinction we need to make is between structured and unstructured data. Structured data is highly organized and easily searchable. This type of data resides in fixed fields within a record or file, such as databases and spreadsheets. Examples include names, dates, addresses, and credit card numbers. Structured data is typically stored in relational databases, making it easy to input, query, and analyze. On the other hand, unstructured data lacks a predefined format or organization. This type of data is more difficult to collect and analyze, but comprises a significant portion of the information generated today. Examples of unstructured data include emails, social media posts, videos, images, and open-ended survey responses. Because of its unorganized nature, extracting meaningful insights from unstructured data often requires advanced tools and techniques, such as natural language processing and machine learning. Significance of each type in analytics. Understanding the distinction between structured and unstructured data is essential for effective analytics. Structured data provides a clear, quantitative view of business metrics and KPIs, making it easy to create reports, dashboards, and visualizations. For instance, using structured data, a business can easily analyze sales figures over time, identify trends, and generate forecasts. Unstructured data, although more challenging to analyze, offers richer insights into customer behavior, opinions, and preferences. Social media sentiment analysis is a great example of leveraging unstructured data. By analyzing tweets or comments about a product, businesses can gauge public perception and adjust their marketing strategies accordingly. Moreover, combining structured and unstructured data can provide a more holistic view of the business landscape, leading to more informed decision-making. Examples of data types. To further illustrate the differences between structured and unstructured data, let's discuss some specific examples. Structured data examples: customer information. A retail database might store customer names, addresses, and purchase history in a structured format. Each field is clearly defined, making it easy to search for specific customers or analyze sales trends. Financial transactions. Banking systems use structured data to record transactions, including amounts, dates, and account numbers, allowing for straightforward reporting and analysis. Unstructured data examples: social media content. Posts and comments on platforms like Facebook or Twitter are unstructured. While the text can be analyzed for sentiment, the data does not follow a specific format. Tools like text analytics can help extract insights from this type of data. Multimedia files, videos, and images are also considered unstructured data. For example, a marketing team might analyze customer-uploaded videos about their products to identify common themes or feedback. Combining these types of data can yield more comprehensive insights. For example, a business can correlate structured data from sales figures with unstructured data from customer reviews to identify which products are performing well and why. This integrative approach allows businesses to make data-driven decisions that enhance their strategies and improve customer satisfaction. Conclusion. In summary, understanding the different types of data, structured and unstructured, is crucial for leveraging analytics effectively. Structured data provides a solid foundation for quantitative analysis, while unstructured data offers deeper insights into qualitative aspects of customer behavior. This lesson has equipped you to distinguish between these data types and understand their significance in analytics. As we continue in this course, we will build upon this foundation to explore more advanced data analytics concepts. Reflection questions how can structured data enhance your analysis of business metrics in your role? In what ways might unstructured data provide insights that structured data cannot? Reflect on a situation where combining structured and unstructured data could lead to better decision-making in your business context.